Welcome, everyone, to the Wedding Podcast Network. I'm here with Michelle Roth. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
And I'm here with our bride-to-be, Ruth. How are you doing, Ruth?
Oh, good.
Excellent. Well, we're here on our part two of alterations and alter ego. And we're really into the heart of actually alterations. And spontaneously, as we were taping this show, Ruth came all the way from Albany. Is that correct?
Correct.
And we had spoken to one of the stores that we deal with, and there were some concerns about your fitting, and that's actually why you're here. So what were your concerns?
I am 6'2", and I was concerned about extra length, which is fine, but actually the torso. I'm a big person, so it all has to fit correctly.
Well, was that really part of your decision-making when you put the gown on? What was it about the gown that you loved, and what were your fitting concerns?
I like the gown, and I think it's definitely a bolder look. But obviously, most designs is very popular. It hits the lower hip. And obviously, if I don't have a longer torso, I can't pull off that look.
So you were worried when we spoke to you on the phone, you were concerned that the gown wasn't actually going to hit you appropriately. Is that right? Where were you worried it wasn't going to hit you properly?
In the lower hip.
Right. And so you weren't going to purchase the gown unless you were positive that the gown was going to fit. And this is what we've been talking to brides. Tell us what your fears were about falling in love with a gown that wasn't necessarily going to fit you.
Oh, that's exactly it. I had my eye on it, and then I go, I don't want to put down any money. I'm a real person until I know it fits right. And this doesn't surprise me, being a taller female going through this trauma. And fortunately, you guys invited me down, and I'm so very happy.
Well, tell me something. What part of your decision-making process, we're all big boys and girls here and everybody listening to Planet Bride on the Wedding Podcast Network with Michelle Roth and Henry Roth, we were talking about the decision-making process. There's internet, there's stores that might transship, there's sample sales, there's bridal specialty stores, there's warehouses. What was your decision-making? What were some of your experiences in going to purchase a gown, and why did you choose finally the place that you went to?
I definitely am a surfer. I love my laptop on the couch, watching TV, and definitely punching websites up, and brides.com and all the very popular ones. And I definitely came across your labels, and I said, wow, they actually have it right. High fashion, not high price tag as well. Let's check it out. And I looked up, and unfortunately, it was a good half hour away, and I paid them a visit, and here I am.
But in your surfing, by the way, when you surf, do you eat potato chips?
Oh, no. I have soda, but that's about it for junk food.
Coca-Cola, right?
Oh, yeah. Full blown. No diet.
We're about to get some Coca-Cola right now. You and I, we're going to share, just to keep the level of caffeine levels up, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, as a big boy and girl, Michelle and I, did you think about using the internet as far as purchasing directly? Did you think about going to a sample sale? Did you have any of those other thoughts in your mind? And if so, I mean, I think that's really cool if you did.
Sample sales are great until they're way too short. And I just said, it's not going to happen for me.
Right.
And the internet, yes, but you have a problem trying to get it altered. A lot of places go, well, you don't buy it from us, we're not going to touch it. So I want to do it right. It's my special day. You don't have to spend thousands and thousands on a dress to look just right.
Were you concerned that if you were going to buy something on the internet, then in actual fact, there was not going to be any after service?
Right, correct.
So that's why you're here right now.
I like the dress. It's all about the dress.
It's all about the dress, isn't it? Right. And I think the point is, it's all about the dress fitting you correctly.
Correct.
And so here we are. Well, I'm thrilled that we're here now. What are we about to do right now here? We've got Ruth in her gown.
Yes.
And it's at, explain away, Michelle Roth.
This dress for Ruth, because you are tall, so you're 6'2", and you were concerned that the proportions on this dress were not going to fit you where they should fit you. So we are right now looking at a dress, if I can just describe it, which is actually very classic in its shape, very clean, but also contemporary. And it has Swarovski beading across the bodice in a very flattering way. Mm-hmm. And as I'm looking at it now, it looks to me that you are wearing the size that would be correct. And also, the high hip sits in the right place. It's not high and it's not low. It has a band of beading going across and it sits perfectly. The thing is, when you're going to do your alterations, it will have to be taken in a little bit because you don't want to have the neckline be loose the way that it is now. But in terms of proportion, it is correct, except for the length. So what we're going to do now is I want to ask you, the heel height that you have now, is it approximately what you would wear on the day? It's exactly. I love it. She's so prepared.
2.5 inches. And I had my fiance try on many shoes last night, and I tried on many shoes, and we decided on 2.5 inches that we looked.
I love it. So you went for little alterations with your fiance to make sure that the heel height is going to be correct so that you will both look good in your photos. Is that right?
He loved every minute of it. I'm just
can I ask you as well, as far as the lingerie, Michelle, have we got lingerie with is Ruth wearing lingerie right now? Or is it something that you brought down yourself?
I just brought down. I got one shot and I came prepared.
That is fantastic. So you've bought your shoes and the shoes you're going to wear on your day, the lingerie you're going to wear on your day approximately. And so that's why we're going to do fitting. So right now what we're going to do is you're going to do measurements.
So now what I want to do is I just want to be 100% sure. Yes. So I'm going to do a bust, waist and high hip measurement. You have your shoes on. So then I'm going to measure how much extra length we require for the dress. And so that then the dress becomes a special order because we are going to adjust the pattern in order to make you extra length.
The other thing is, Michelle, is when we're doing the measurement, I'd like to really focus in on the, sorry about this, Ruth, the cup size. We yes. might need to make a little bit of adjustment because what's happening right here is at the moment there is, to me, there might, what do you think, Michelle?
She doesn't need extra cup because otherwise you'll get too much projection through the bust. This needs to be altered and taken in. Otherwise, she won't, see, it's loose in here, so you wouldn't give her extra cup size. You're what, normally a C cup? C-cup.
Okay, fantastic. So excellent. We're going to let Michelle do her measuring, and we're going to have a little discussion with Ruth afterwards on the sofa about her experiences and what her thoughts are and what our decision-making was with regard to this gown.
I just have one question, though, before I measure. Are you happy, Ruth, when you're looking in the mirror, how you look in the dress? Don't look at the length. The proportion of the bodice. Are you happy with that? I'm going to just hold it in a little bit.
And if not, where would you like to see the gown hit on you? And how would you see it fall? And are you going to be wearing those earrings on the day? Because those earrings are fab.
The earrings are just for show.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
I have the same idea of a little drop to add a little something.
Yes.
Right.
As for the drop, I'm not 100%.
Right.
Just because I know my hips are here and maybe this is the way the dress is supposed to look versus my vision. Mm-hmm. So I brought a little sample from your guys' website.
Yes.
And it almost does look like it hits a little bit lower or she's shorter than me.
Right.
Now, you have to understand when you are looking at photos from the website, you are looking at a runway model. You are looking at a, and you are looking, by the way, Ruth, just breathe in. And you are looking at a dress that has been altered to fit the model. Your high hip, if I can just measure you right now, I'm going to show you. I know where you think your high hip is, right? But when we do a measurement for high hip, that's where we take it from.
So what does that mean?
And basically what it is just so that you know, this is your waist. We're doing 4 inches.
So 4 inches down from a bride's
from
waist.
From the waist is how I measure the high hip. And this is hitting perfectly. The 4 inch is 100% in between this band here. So your high hip is hitting exactly the right spot. Because if we were to go lower, let me do this. I'm going to show you something. Do you mind? If I open the dress a little.
We're just done doing that. See, what I'm thinking, Michelle, mm-hmm. is that there should be a corset on underneath there as well rather than just a regular bra if we can do that.
Yes.
You know what I'm thinking? What do you think, Ruth?
Oh, yeah. I need to dress.
Okay. Henry Roth is going to leave the change room right now. We're going to be putting on a corset and I will be returning to ask more questions. Okay, well, here we are, and I'm actually behind the curtain of the alterations room, and we have Mrs. Jadwiga, one of our seamstresses. We have Rosa, and we have the bride in the other room. Girls, can you hear me? Where are you, Mrs. Jadwiga?
I'm right here, Henry.
Can you speak into the microphone?
Hi, Henry. I'm right here.
Okay, so what are you doing right now?
We're going to put a corset.
You're going to put a corset on her?
Yes, we are.
Okay, can you talk into the microphone?
Oh, not right now. Can
yes,
you give
you
me
can.
A minute?
No, I cannot give you even a second. Where are you? This is showbiz, baby. Okay. Where are you?
Yes. Okay. We're putting a corset.
Okay, now why, in your experience, a corset so important for this bride?
Well, it's going to give her more shape. That's for one.
Right.
Okay.
It's going to give her more shape.
Yes, it will.
Will that help with the way the gown is fitting?
Definitely.
Where's your mouth?
Hold on, Henry.
Where's your face?
Okay. I'm right here.
Why will it? This is very hard doing an interview in the dark, ladies and gentlemen, but if it can be done, it's going to be done on Planet Bride. All right. So 1 minute.
We can open the curtain, Henry.
Oh, my God. It's a different person. It's Ruth. Okay, so we have now.
Now, when we pinch it in, we have to pinch it in by about an inch.
Okay, now, Ruth, now that we have the corset on. Yeah. What's the difference?
It gives me a little more shape.
Right.
So the thing is, now that you're looking at yourself in the mirror, can you see now how the gown actually has dropped?
Yes.
Okay. And why are you smiling?
Because it looks like it's supposed to fit.
honestly, it's so much better. Okay. What do you think, Mrs. Jadwiga?
Beautiful. Look at her waist.
I can. And what the bride was concerned about, Mrs. Jadwiga, is that it wasn't dropping sufficiently onto the bodice.
It looks great. It looks beautiful.
Right. And actually now, Ruth, it's very interesting. Before you had the gown on, and before you had the corset on, I'm sorry, the gown was basically fitting you pretty firmly. Now with the corset, how many inches at the back are you bunching up that Ruth has got to spare?
Oh, 2 inches at least on each side. That's 4 inches.
So that's what this is what it's done. This is the fitting. And now, Michelle, I want your expert opinion. You're going to be doing some measuring.
Yeah.
And we're going to go, Ruth, I'm smiling too. And by the way, your Coca-Cola has arrived. We'll be having that after the fitting, okay? All right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, she's a full-blown Coca-Cola girl, just like I'm a full-blown Coca-Cola boy. And I'm going to be hearing, you're going to be hearing this. Now, where are you, Michelle? You're down here.
I'm on the floor.
Okay.
I'm on the floor.
What are you doing down there?
I'm crouched on the floor, and I am looking at the hemline for Judy. Oh, I just heard a Coca-Cola burst. Oh. I mean, sorry. I just heard a Coca-Cola can burst open, and I don't want it anywhere near the dress, please. Because like before...
Here, Ruth, sweetie, I'm a secret Coca-Cola pusher, so you're all right. Enjoy it. Is it nice and bubbly and fresh?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm back down here. Okay, Michelle, what's happening?
On the floor, and I am looking at the hemline of the dress. And as we know, Ruth is 6'2". So this dress is definitely shorter. So what I am doing right now is I am taking my tape measure from the hem of the dress and reaching it to the floor. And I need 5 inches extra length in order to make this dress look right for Ruth, because when she gets married and she has her 2.5-inch heel on, that's why it's so important to have the approximate heel height. The dress should be at least, I would say, about an inch off the floor, so that when Ruth is walking, it's not breaking into the floor, that she can dance, that she can do all the things that she needs to do, and most importantly, that it's the right proportion for her. She can't go down the aisle with the dress 5 inches shorter. Now, that's not going to be right.
Now, what other measurements are you going to be taking on Ruth right now? Mrs. Jadwiga, Michelle Roth knows her stuff, right?
Definitely, absolutely. 110%.
But obviously, that's why she's the head designer.
That's exactly why she's here.
I just wanted to remember in case
I forgot. This is the part where we say goodbye, Henry.
Okay, here we go now. I'm back here in the outside change room. Okay, in the no-go zone. We're just putting the curtain through.
And Henry, this is what I'm doing, okay?
I'll do that.
Okay, so the curtains are... The girls know how to close me off, ladies and gentlemen, but the microphone's going through. Okay, Michelle. Okay,
so what I'm going to do now is we are undoing the sample dress and we're bringing it... thank goodness. And we're bringing to the high hip level. And what we're going to do, what I'm going to do now is just do a measurement. No, you can leave the dress. I just need it up to the hip. That's all. So you don't need to worry. Jadwiga, if you could hold this, please. Okay. So now I'm going to do waist. I'm going to do bust, waist, and high hip. And regular hip. The regular hip is, I'm sorry to say this, the most fleshy part. So it's really, you know, it's your bottom. Okay, so here we go.
Did I hear the word bottom?
Yes, and I excused myself before I actually used that word.
Of course you did, because you're Michelle Roth.
And actually, while I'm taking the measurement, when I use the tape measure on the bride, I ask her to turn to face me. And I can see the bride in the back. So I can see exactly where the tape measure is hitting. And I do the measurement, not loose. I do it like a little bit snug. Okay, Jadwiga, we're not going to mention numbers here, Ruth, okay? Numbers will not come across the airwaves.
But Michelle, the thing is, you said yourself that numbers are irrelevant.
And numbers are irrelevant. And that's why I never mention numbers, because it doesn't mean anything. It only means something to me or to the person who is measuring you in the dress. They see you in the sample. Thank you. And now I'm up to the high hip. Okay, just hold on to that. High hip right now.
How do you feel, Ruth?
Pretty good.
You're feeling good?
Pretty good. I'm getting measured by the experts, so...
Okay, Jadwiga, This is one more measurement to go.
Part of the reason why you decided to buy the gown was so that you knew that you would be absolutely
just a little
secure
bit, just
with
a little
the gown,
bit.
Correct?
Perfect.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, now we're going to the fleshy bit. And
which bit's the fleshy bit?
The bot.
Uh-oh, okay.
And that I call the hip.
Is that the around the hip, yes?
That's the hip.
So you're measuring around the hip? How are you, Rosa?
Yes, I am. And there we are. And now we are totally measured.
Fantastic. What we're going to do is take a little break, and then we're going to be sitting on the sofa together with Ruth, Michelle Roth, and with Mrs. Jadwiga, and we're going to be talking about why alterations right here and now are so important. We'll be right back. You're listening to Planet Bride right around the world on the Wedding Podcast Network. The Wedding Podcast Network is brought to you exclusively with Planet Bride, Michelle Roth and Henry Roth. Alterations and alter ego inside the change room. We'll be right back. Well, here we are, and I have to say it's very nice to be able to experience both Ruth and Michelle together, and Mrs. Jadwiga, who's coming in to join us. Come in and take a seat, Mrs. Jadwiga. We're here on the sofa. You're listening to Planet Bride on the Wedding Podcast Network, and I'm here with Ruth, our bride, that's come all the way up from upstate New York to come visit us in our showroom on 57th Street. How are you doing, Ruth?
Good.
And I'm here with Michelle Roth, my sister, Michelle Roth.
Excellent.
Okay, so we're all here because we're now sitting on the sofa. Where's your Coca-Cola? Rosa.
Oh, right here.
Oh, Coca-Cola is here. You don't want a cup?
Oh, straw's good.
A straw's great. So what I think we want to know is, what was the anticipation before you came down here today?
If it was needed, possible doing like a more custom look, and if drop down the waist a little bit, and if you guys are willing to do that, and if so, what's the bottom line cost?
What's the cost? Can I ask you, how did you come down here? By train or by car or by plane?
Oh, I took the train.
It's a good journey, isn't it? It's very pretty.
Well, I could always, drive down, but I just pay a little extra, take the train, snooze, and take my time. And after a long day of walking around the city, I don't have to worry about driving.
Were you nervous about the appointment today?
I was, because obviously you guys are very, in the fashion world, and little me, I'm not really, I'm a bride. I'm a normal bride. Definitely have the office job, and going, well, I'm walking in there and I know I didn't pay a deposit down. I know I have a lot of questions. Is this the right thing to do? I don't want to get suckered into something I'm not comfortable with.
Exactly. So forgetting about the nerves that you were meeting the most fabulous Michelle Roth.
And Henry Roth.
If you were going to come in a little bit closer, I'm sorry, Michelle. My question to you is, so you were nervous for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who am I, compared to you
guys? But forgetting that for a moment, what about who are we compared to your gown? In other words, weren't you nervous also about whether this was going to work or not?
Correct. There's always a sample size, and vision yourself in the size that's just for you. It's so many places don't have your size. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to think, okay, how is this going to look? Even with the extra length, even with everything fitting, you're basically going on a whim. Even artists have that vision, but a normal person, it's really hard to capture that.
I think you really hit the nail on the head. Because we, Henry and I, deal with dresses every day, so we can visualize, we know how things are going to look. But for a bride such as yourself, it is a little nerve-wracking because you can't have that eye. This is something we do every day. We've done it for years and years, since we were babies. And so for a bride coming in, just trying to choose your dress, you really are very honest by saying that you were very nervous, that you didn't know how this dress was going to look. What were you going to do if it didn't work out? Were we going to be acceptable and receptive to what you wanted if it didn't quite work out the way that you wanted? So there were all these questions that were going on in your mind. And I think you have now, your fears are allayed.
Well, can I ask, before we say that, are your fears allayed? And was there anything in particular for you that made you think, okay, and I have to ask you, actually, do you think this is going to be okay? Do you think after, forgetting who we are, because at the end of the day, you are the person that's wearing the gown, we're not, and are you comfortable? And you can say if you are or not, and what is it that's made you comfortable, or what is it that is making you still feel uncomfortable?
Well, thanks for saying that. End of the day, you guys are great. but I'm the one who has to be seen in front of all the family and friends. I mean, nice to meet you guys, but it's all about me.
Yes, but it's exactly
it. It is. You see, we are ego-less.
Love New York City brides, love a New York City bride.
We are ego-less because we understand, but I want to understand from your point of view too. It's about the bride.
Give it to us.
It is. I mean, you can spend a lot of money on clothes and your dress, and it might look butt ugly, very honestly. Yes. And you're like, oh, wow, she's spending a lot of money on a dress that looks not so good. It doesn't fit right. It just, you know, you can think of everything, and you want to dress it. It's your day to shine. Should fit right.
Are you, as a bride, worried about, like, walking down the aisle and people thinking, like, what was she thinking?
A little bit. I actually showed the dress off to a couple of people, and I'm like, I really like it. And like, well, it looks like a runway strip, or I got a little comments here and there. And I'm like, well, I'm definitely not the typical bride. You know, I'm definitely the athletic type and not the cutesy flowery person. So it's like a bolder look.
Yeah. Tell us about, what do they mean by a runway strip? What does that mean?
It's the actual design. Yeah, the actual design.
Oh, that's so interesting, Michelle. No, it's okay.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, no, you don't until you see someone who's not as fashionable and they're like, oh, it's a little weird, or that's, yeah, I mean, that's honest. And like it. At the end of the day, it's a matter if I like it or not.
And so now that you've had the experience and forgetting who we are, because actually, in a way, you're more important to us than we are to ourselves, because without you, we don't do any fashion or we don't need gowns. Seriously, what was it that you came in, you were nervous, you came down my train, you took it easy, you had a contingency plan, which I want to ask you now is, what happens right now? Are you feeling that you do feel confident in the gown?
Obviously, yeah, I'm definitely a thinker going, is this right for me still? I like it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the design, it hits me where it's supposed to, but maybe I thought the brooch would go a little further. Obviously, I don't have the flattest stomach. And of course, you guys gave me another sample, and I'm like, that dress is gorgeous as well. So I don't know if it gives me a little more shape or not.
Yeah.
So now it's what I'm kind of racing through, going, great, number two just looks good. It's a little softer look, and it's probably your new season.
So what you're saying to us right here now is you're not confident about how the gown... That's okay, Ruth.
Ruth is laughing.
What? I'm so sorry.
Don't be embarrassed. This is about the honesty of what happens in making a decision about your dress.
I have a thought. I'd like to try a few shapes on Ruth. I'd like to see some other thoughts that I think we could have, because Ruth is down here now. We have got all the gowns here in the showroom. This is, as you all know, totally unscripted. And I think the gown that we had on before, to be honest with you, was a better shape, don't you?
I think so. I'm so...
This is so unscripted!
I'm so I appreciate everything. No. I really do, but I almost, you know, so. You want the model shape without being a true model, and then that kind of the slimming look makes it a little closer to the body, gives that illusion versus almost having the it gives it that shape by the hip. It's kind of like, well, I'm already out there a little too much, so why illuminate that?
So here's what I think. I want to ask you, because I wasn't in the store when you were doing your process, and this would happen at a point at alterations, say that you're just before you're purchasing, then we or a seamstress or the owner of the store would be giving you this sort of advice. So this is real. The only difference is that you're dealing directly with us, but that's why we emphasize that you've got to be dealing with people that understand. My question to you, where's your ceremony and reception?
It's definitely a church ceremony and a Saturday night reception.
Is it formal or informal?
More formal.
Okay, Michelle, what are your thoughts on what you've seen and what your suggestions are? By the way, I love that gown that we had on before. What do you think?
The gown that you had tried on before you tried on the gown that you came in to try on, how do you feel about the shape of that dress? That first dress, by the way, is an empire. It has a seam under the bust. And it has – you're very consistent in terms of the shape.
Can you believe it? Why are you laughing?
I tried it on. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Wow. It kind of –
Can I be honest with you? I think we need to de-emphasize where the fabric is hitting you on the hip. Your question was, how will the gown that you fell in love with originally hit you on the hip? And I think Michelle and I both agree that it's not de-emphasizing it. It's actually got the beading is hitting right in the middle of the hip. Personally, I think you need fabric that actually skims away. And I think because of your height, we need to go back to the drawing board. This would happen exactly right from the beginning. This is not scripted. I'm sweating beads here, but guess what? It always works out because you know why? You found the groom, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're in love with the groom, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Everything else falls into place. This is real. You're talking to Michelle. You're listening to Michelle Roth and Henry Roth. A little bit flummoxed, Michelle Roth and Henry Roth, as we now go into alteration surgery to find our bride right here in the showroom, the right gown. Stay tuned. Okay, well, here we are, and we've got Ruth. This is really an unscripted cliffhanger right here, or a teaser. We are listening to Planet Bride with Michelle Roth and Henry Roth. Michelle Roth is scampering around seeing all the samples in the showroom. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm very good.
How are you doing, Ruth?
Good.
We're here with the bride-to-be, Ruth. She's from Albany. She's adorable. She's 6'2". She came originally to do a measurement for her alteration, initially to see if she wanted to buy the gown, and decided that the very first gown that she put on wasn't quite happening, and she's looking all forlorn.
Yeah, it just wasn't hitting like what I envisioned.
So now we've got what we've gone to, Michelle, is instead of, because let's just describe very quickly Ruth's figure. She's a 6'2", gorgeous, stunning, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, gorgeous woman. And she's more hourglass, would you say, her shape, Michelle? And the thing is, she's got the length. So you're conscious about what part of your body?
Like in your about, hip? Yeah, definitely in the hip, like right. Most office people are.
So the bottom line is the gown that you came in to see if it was going to be your right gown, and we went through like an alterations session with you 101. What was your disappointment when you saw what we could do for you? You can say it. You can say it.
It just wasn't going to work.
In other words, it was not flattering and you weren't having it.
Right. It definitely had the top shape, and then I just kind of lost the bottom, and I didn't think pulled it in tight enough and then flare out. Just kind of give that hourglass illusion.
And now, Michelle, what is, we haven't decided yet because we're going to close part two and go into three, but what shape do you think will suit Ruth better?
I think what Ruth really needs to try on is an Empire gown with the princess line. She has that fabulous height. It's very majestic. You want to minimize what you think are your hips. You know, you feel that your hips are perhaps a little bit too wide. Is that correct? Okay, I'm sorry to be so honest, but the thing is, you as the bride, you always have to tell us the thing that you want to hide the most. It may not necessarily be what we think you need to hide, but it's your consciousness about your body. And therefore, Empire with the princess line, elongation is perfect.
Okay, this is the end of part two of the alterations and alter ego behind the scenes of the scenes on the scene with Michelle Roth and Henry Roth. Will we be returning in part two to find out, will Ruth find the gown of her dreams? What are the pitfalls of alterations? What do you need to know when you walk into an alterations room? This and much more on part three. Say goodbye, Ruth.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Michelle Roth.
See you soon.
Part three coming up on Alterations and the Alter Ego, Scene of the Unseen Seams, Wedding Podcast Network, exclusively across the world. See you later. Part three coming up.